Island Boys here on Into the Blue. A short break, and we'll be right back with my very special guest, Bronwyn Keith Hines, and tracks from her brand new CD, I Built a World, right after this. Picky people passionate about picking prefer Pickin' and Parsons. And if you can upload a video of yourself saying that to pickinandparsons.com, you could be a prize winner. Pickin' and Parsons is looking for a smooth talker who can proudly punctuate their pronouns and participles. So make a short video of yourself saying the phrase, picky people passionate about picking prefer Pickin' and Parsons, and upload it to pickinandparsons.com, where you'll also find all the contest rules, details, prizes, and more. Restrictions apply. Void where prohibited.
Play at the lake that pays this summer at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and receive up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches Slots app for free online games. Satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Then let your night come alive with fabulous entertainment. Summer's more fun at the lake.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill. Our award-winning golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. All of our upcoming tournaments are listed on our website, westwoodsandtrap.com. Have you been out to try the new items on our menu? Our appetizer menu boasts beef tenderloin tips, ahi tuna, duck wontons, and more. We also have a great selection of fresh salads, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, and don't forget about our homemade pizza. We have been told it is the best in the North Woods. We also offer Friday fish fry and Saturday night prime rib. Golf Course Road is a short drive on County Road F in Phillips. We hope to see you soon.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. Big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
Got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Huh? Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Friday's fine and easy.
13 weeks on the BluegrassToday.com Top 20 National Airplay Survey, three of those at number one, and 23 weeks on the Bluegrass Today Grassicana chart, 13. An incredible 13 weeks at number one. Bronwyn Keith Hines here on Into the Blue from the brand new album, I Built a World That's Can't Live Without Love. And she's sitting here with me right now. Hey, Bronwyn.
Hey, Terry. How you doing?
I'm great. It is so nice to finally have a chance and sit down with you. I have been listening to your music, and I got to tell you right off the bat, I'm a huge fan. Aww. Beautiful record. You are now officially a Grammy winner, two-time IBMA Fiddle Player of the Year, and of course, a member of Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. And I guess 3 years now, just about coming up on?
Yeah, we're working on our third year.
When did the bug to play music first hit you? I mean, sometimes people just know at a certain age that this is what they want to do. But for you, it was really an early age.
Yeah, I guess the bug got me when I was 3, and I don't even remember that, which is kind of strange to be doing something like longer than you can remember. But I guess when I was 3, I saw some girls busking on the street and asked my dad for violin lessons. And so I've just always been doing it. And I kind of, you know, my parents always said I could do whatever I wanted for a job, you know, as long as I worked hard at it. And that was kind of always the thing that I thought was the most fun, was playing music. So I always kind of grew up thinking that was what I would try to do.
So at 3 years old, you knew you wanted to do this, but when did you get your first instrument?
I think I was probably around 3. I got kind of a toy violin around 3, and I would play it on the floor. But I was already going to Suzuki violin lessons.
Ah,
then,
Suzuki. So.
But, you know, it was a tiny little thing, and then you'd kind of graduate, and each violin that was a little bigger would sound a little better, so
right.
That was really exciting when you got to move up a size.
Right, and then you eventually went to Berkeley.
I did,
right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Tell me about that experience.
Oh, that was amazing. So I went there, I started in 2009, and that was kind of coincidentally the first year of the American Roots Music Program, and I didn't even know that going in. It was just the year I was, you know, college age, but it kind of attracted all these other bluegrass and old-time musicians. So the year I went, I mean, you know, Sierra Hull and Molly Tuttle and Courtney Hartman and Alex Hargraves and Dominic Leslie, basically all of my bandmates now.
Wow.
and many more people were there. So it was a powerful time to, you know, be in college.
Well, you landed right in the middle of the ultimate networking experience, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, kind
that,
of.
That's incredible.
The parties were crazy.
Now then, fast forward, COVID hit, and you had a little more downtime at home. And I read that, you know, the minute they put a mask on you, you decide it's time to start singing,
yeah.
Right?
So, kind of ironic.
And really, that's kind of what makes this album a standout in your career, that it's the first album that you've sung on. So tell me about that decision and the progress.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like singing has always been something that I kind of thought I wanted to do, but it didn't come easily to me at first. And I think I was scared away from something that I wasn't instantly comfortable with, and I was like, oh, well, I'm just gonna stick to fiddling, you know, that's what I feel like I'm good at. And then kind of COVID hit, and I had all this free time and kind of more time to think about what I wanted to do next musically, and I was like, okay, I really have the time now, there's no excuse, if it's kind of now or never if I'm gonna really start working on my singing. So I started taking, I would take like Skype or Zoom voice lessons with Stephen Mogin most weeks for, you know, 6 months or something. And that really kind of gave me a kind of jump start on that. And yeah, and then I was kind of like, well, I'm just going to keep going. And sometimes I feel like making an album, I learned so much from making an album. So I was like, well, I'm going to try to make a vocal album, and maybe that'll be the jump start I need.
Well, here it is, and I want to get into some of the music from this wonderful new project. Let's start with the title track, I Built a World. How did you get this song?
I heard this song. It was being performed live on the radio, and I was driving through Kentucky just scanning channels, and it was in 2021. I was going to party of the Poe Ramblin' Boys, one of their houses, and this song just came on being performed by a band, and the lyrics, I just kind of stuck with me so much that I Googled it afterwards and figured out the name of the writer is this guy, Matthew Parsons, who's a Kentucky bluegrasser and songwriter, and contacted him, and I think he was a little stunned, like he's like so random to be, you know, have someone out of the blue ask if you can record their song, but he was generous enough to let me do that, and yeah, I love this song.
Keith Hines here on Into the Blue. And let me just add, you're building a new world for yourself with a guy who's joining you there on vocal, Jason Carter. You're engaged.
Yeah, I am.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so excited.
Really exciting. So yeah. I understand this is going to happen maybe fall.
Yeah. It's coming up.
Very cool. And Jason, I know, is hard at work on a new album with Michael Cleveland.
He is.
We're already hearing the first track from that. So you two are very busy. Do you have any time to see each other on the road, hardly? You wind up at the same festivals from time to time?
Hardly, yeah. Oh. He flew out to Arizona 2 weeks ago to visit me on the road for a couple days. So we try to be creative.
Oh, that was sweet. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about Jason and this great new album, I Built a World, right after these important words. Stay with us.
I've been using GHS strings since I started playing music full-time some 30 years ago.
Chris Jones for GHS Strings.
Tone is so important to a bluegrass musician, and GHS strings have consistently delivered the tone I need on stage and in the studio.
Use GHS strings for the passion, power, and performance in your music. And check out Chris Jones and the Night Drivers at chrisjonesmusic.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Save big money with help from Menards. Stay cool this summer with portable air conditioners from Polonus. Featuring multiple comfort settings and built-in thermostat, they're easy to install, come with a remote, and are available in several models suited to your specific cooling needs. Take control of your comfort with Polonus products at Menards. And check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday. Some showers and storms, especially going into the afternoon. Highs climbing to the middle 70s. Light northwest winds. Overnight, mostly clear. We'll see upper 40s to the lower 50s. Sunshine on Monday. Right now, it's 58.
Bye.
a cooking tune, Will You Ever Be Mine? Bronwyn Keith Hines here on Into the Blue. And another chart topper. 13 weeks on the BluegrassToday.com Top 20 National Airplay Survey. Yes, of course, it made it to number one. And 17 weeks on the Grassicana chart. Five of those at number one. Dudley Connell joining you on that track.
Ah, how about that? My bluegrass hero.
Well, he's one of my bluegrass heroes as well. Eddie Stubbs playing fiddle with the Johnson Mountain Boys. All those guys. Tom Adams on banjo. Back in the day. And, you know, I'm just doing a little math here. And you were born about the time they released their very last album in 1992, Blue Diamond.
Yeah, that was the year I was born. Yeah.
But you've made up for lost time. You got to go back and listen to those records, and you're a fan of the JMB as well, right?
Definitely, yeah. That's some of my favorite bluegrass out there.
Well, his voice sounds so great on that project with you, and you've had some other pretty heavy hitters join you on this project as well. Sam Bush.
Yeah, Sam Bush. Jerry Douglas played all over it.
Wes Corbett.
Yeah, Wes. And my bandmate Dominic Leslie.
Absolutely.
Brian Sutton.
And Scott Vestal. We can't forget that guy, you know. Synonymous with banjo. And of course, Jason Carter, you know, the guy that we talked about a little bit earlier. And there are some beautiful YouTube videos of these songs that I would encourage everyone to check out. Just go to YouTube and type Bronwyn Keith Hines and you'll find a whole playlist there. You've got a channel and they can subscribe to that and they'll get notifications when the new projects come out. I want to talk to you about another song on this that has already spent 4 weeks on the Bluegrass Today Top 20 National Airplay Survey. And it just hit number one. All right. And what you don't realize is that just hit number one for the second week in a row. That chart will be out in a couple of days. Oh. And so it's two times in a row now at number one with Dierks Bentley. Oh, tell me about Trip Around the Sun.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, gosh, Dierks is one of my heroes, and I love his bluegrass stuff. I love his Up on the Ridge album. That was kind of one of the albums that led me towards listening to more traditional bluegrass. It's kind of my one of my gateways into the music. And this song is written by Allie Anderson, and I just think it's a beautiful song. And you know, I kind of recorded it before I figured out who I wanted to sing on, and I would just listen. I'd play it in the car and try to think about who might sound good singing it and might be willing to do it. And we were out on the road with Dierks last year doing some opening gigs for him, and he'd have us up playing with him and stuff. And so I kind of kept thinking about him. I was like, I wonder if he would do it. I'll just ask him.
You know, as evidenced by the fact that it's already two times in a row at number one, it's only been on the chart for 4 weeks. I think this one's going to have a good run as well. Co-authored by Stephen Turner, Burton, and Sharon Vaughn. Let's get into it. This one's called Trip Around the Sun.
Together it comes undone.
beautiful song. You know, when there are so many songs out there, but knowing that a song is your song, it seems to me that every song you've picked is right for you and your voice. And it seems right for your personality as well. Tell me what it was when you first heard this song that said, I've got to have that.
Oh, well, my fiance, Jason, played this song for me, and we were kind of brainstorming about songs, and he's like, there's this one, and he was like, I'm going to cut it if you don't. So I think as soon as I hear a song, I kind of know if it's something that connects with me or doesn't, and then it's a matter of if it's going to work to sing it, but thankfully it kind of worked out.
So where do you find most of your songs?
It's been all over the place. Actually, a lot of the songs on the album are kind of sourced from my community and my musical circle of friends. A lot of them were written by friends of mine, and so this is one of the exceptions, actually. I don't know the people that wrote this song. Which is a really cool thing. It's cool to, you know, kind of be able to reach out to friends that you're a fan of, and it feels more personal, and it feels like there's more of a reason maybe to sing that song.
And you're right. Dierks is a huge bluegrass fan. I remember Ronnie McCurry telling me a story that when he first moved to town, he just wanted to be a part of the Del McCurry band, and he even helped Ronnie move boxes, you know, when he moved into his new house.
Aww.
And of course, Jason Carter had him on the Lowdown Hoedown,
yeah,
the title track to
that
project.
Oh, that's such a great song.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. We've got another song on here, and there's a beautiful YouTube video on this one as well. Beautiful song called Answers.
Answers was written by, it was a co-write by Maya DeVitri and Amy Alvey. And Maya DeVitri is an amazing songwriter who was in the band The Straybirds for a long time and now does her own stuff. And Amy is a songwriter that I've been friends with for a long time. We went to Berkeley together, and she's got a band called Hoot and Holler. And this song, I sang it with, I had Britt Taylor sing it with me, and Britt's an amazing country singer, but she's also kind of one of those country people that lives a little bit in the bluegrass world as well. She just kind of put out a bluegrass recut of her album. She kind of recut all the songs bluegrass style, and I just thought it's kind of a cool, it's a song about like being on the road and kind of like, you know, maybe having some questions about what you're doing out there. And, you know, I think, you know, when you travel so much, you can lose yourself sometimes or some days and kind of be like, what's going on here? What's this all about?
Well, keep that in mind as you listen to this new one, also featuring Wes Corbett, Brian Sutton, Dominic Leslie, and Jeff Picker from the new album, I Built a World. My special guest, Bronwyn Keith Hines, thank you for joining me here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Terry.
This one's called Answers.
Loves a good
Parson at About Pickin'. Prefer Pickin' and Parsons. And if you can say that five times fast, you'll know where to find acts like Blue Highway, Volume 5, The Lonesome River Band, Authentic Unlimited, Rhonda Vincent, and more. Some 25 bands all under one roof. If you're picky about your pickin', plan your pilgrimage and point your Plymouth, Pontiac, or Planetary Cruiser to Pickin' and Parsons. Parsons, West Virginia, July 30th through August 3rd. PickinandParsons.com for details. We'll see you there.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
At Thompson Excavating and Demolition, we dig Wisconsin. Thompson is committed to helping you complete any excavation and demolition projects you may have. On schedule, within budget, and up to your exact specifications. Their extensive services include basement excavation, room additions and site clearing, building pads, driveways, grading and compacting, red gravel and sand, and versatile skid steer and mini excavation work. Call Chris for a free estimate today at 715-892-0097. Thompson Excavating and Demolition. We dig Wisconsin.
Hey there, it's Big G, and let me tell you about Sunset Lake House in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wednesdays mean fall off the bone, barbecued ribs, Thursday chef's choice, and Fridays dive into their fantastic fish fry with 1 to 3 pieces of haddock, deep fried or poor man style. Don't forget about a trip to the salad bar and a delicious potato choice. And for all you trail riders out there, they've got gasoline on site. Fill up your tanks and fill up your bellies. Saturdays, prime ribs, Sundays, flip-flop, char-grilled chicken, and the Friday seafood, yellow lake perch, shrimp, scallops, they've got it all. Open Wednesday through Friday from 3 to 9, Saturdays noon to 9, and Sundays noon till 7. Sunset Lake House on East Soberg Lake Road, one of my top spots to eat, overlooking Soberg Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. And don't forget about the highly recommended Big G Creamy Ice Cream Free Grasshopper for a perfect ending.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday. Some showers and storms, especially going into the afternoon. Highs climbing to the middle 70s. Light northwest winds. Overnight mostly clear. We'll see upper 40s to the lower 50s. Sunshine on Monday, currently 62 degrees.
Crawford, one of his originals. Joining him in the session there, Aaron Ramsey, Tim Crouch, Tony Ray, and Jared Walker. That's back with a lonesome sound. We're going to push on through right now with a little help from Unspoken Tradition, one they took all the way to number one, co-authored by Beth Husband and Mylon Miller. This one's called Weeds Don't Wither.
There's the kind of feeling you wear on your shirt right there on a sleeve. But the ones that hurt you bury somewhere deep down in the dirt where the weeds don't wither. Let them up, yeah, when it's safe and sound. But the second someone comes around, you hide them away beneath the ground where the weeds don't wither. There's a kind of
debate between President Biden and former President Trump will look different. Microphones will be turned on only when it's that candidate's time to speak. Presidential historian John Meacham, who's informally advising the Biden campaign, tells ABC this is a good thing.
What he has done is rendered a public service, he and his team, in bringing some constraints to the debate to actually allow there to be a conversation that is not simply performative.
Former President Trump courting evangelical voters in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. He also held a rally in Philadelphia. More than 100 million people are under heat alerts, while 21 northern Iowa counties under disaster declarations because of flooding. Authorities in Arkansas say a fourth person's died after Friday's mass shooting at a grocery store in Fordyce. And authorities in Columbus, Ohio, looking for a suspect after 10 people were injured in a shooting. This is ABC News.
His departure from the Steep Canyon Rangers, which is where most of us first learned of Woody Platt. He put out that single with a bunch of friends that oftentimes refers to themselves as the Duck Band, and that went straight to number one. Actually became the most played song on Bluegrass Radio of 2022. One Last Goodbye. We are into another hour of the very best in bluegrass here on Into the Blue. I'm your host, Terry Hurd. And right now, the brand new single from Jason Broyles. Here's Sons of Adams.
The cards stacked against our king, can't fight it on this way to win, ain't gonna happen. Born into a broken line, trouble always seems to find the sons of Adams. Kids were out to school. We were using granddad's tools, digging our own graves. Drawn to answering the call of alcohol and fentanyl, hardened and stone faced.
It's our family name. The curse is running through our veins.
shake one. No amount of help from Uncle Sam can make us learn to use the land that we were given. Each generation stays the same, haunted, dark, and drunk with shame and unforgiven. It's our family name. Stops the coming harvest. Taken by the same old vice, rolling on with weighted dice into the darkness. Our curse lies with no parole. The preacher tried to save our souls, but we never had them. The only love we have is hate. No amount of prayer can change the fate of the sons of Adam. Family name.